And welcome to this week's Mongol Show. I am Matt Mongol. Always appreciate you hanging out with us, whether on the radio, on the weekends, taking the podcast, wherever you go. We appreciate you hanging out. Remember, everything we do and more, you can check out mongolshow.com. Joining me, as always, for our talk of the little screen, the big screen, everything in between, it is Susan Kamyop-Stevens from thischicksflix.com.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks. Glad to talk about some super awards. But we were there. We nominated. We voted. And now we get to announce the winners. So
we do.
It's pretty cool.
Do.
And yeah. We are talking about the 6th annual CCA Super Award winners that we talked about last week. We went through the nominations. Susan and I voted live on the show, as we always love to do. And So I feel like maybe we talked last week about Spider-Man bringing summer to a close. I think our Super Awards is what brings summer to a close.
There you go. Yeah.
I think we'll just do that. That'll be the end of summer and the beginning of award season will be the Super Awards. So I'll watch them move it next time. Uh-huh. All right. Where do you want to start? You want to start with TV or movies?
Let's do the TV before we get into movies. Let me scroll. Yeah. Let's do TV.
And do you want to start at the bottom or the top? I guess it doesn't really matter because it's broken down.
Yeah, let's just start at the top since we're there.
Okay.
And I'm going to go. And luckily it matches the list I have for the nominees. So,
Since you have the nominees, I'll let you, because that is a good idea. We'll read the nominees and then announce the winner.
Yeah. So the nominees for the first award for TV was Best Action Series, Limited Series, or Made for TV Movie. Oof, a lot in there. and that one had a lot of nominees. 911 Nashville, Boston Blue, Dark Winds, High Potential, which I know you liked, Hijack, The Lowdown, Task, and Tracker, which we now know the winner. And I couldn't remember. I know I voted for Task, but did you end up doing that or High Potential?
You know, when you read the nominations, because I would have swore, I would have sat here and bet on my glass of water that I voted for Task. But then you read the nominations, I'm like, oh, wait. I think I voted High Potential and then Mark Ruffalo for actor.
Mm-hmm. So yes, that's what you did.
Yeah. So, but I'm not mad at Task. It was a close, and because when I saw it, I celebrated. So, I mean, High Potential would have been cool, but Task was just so good. It really was.
Yeah. Very happy with that win. And then the next one we have is Best Actor in that category. Don't need to read.
Before we move on, I didn't mention this, and it just dawned on me for some reason. Why is High Potential a limited series? Oh, it's Best Act. I guess it's action series or limited series. Okay, never mind. All right.
Exactly. But I didn't realize that it was a Best Action series. Is it an action series, High Potential?
It's like a crime comedy drama. It's like, you know, like any of those crime shows where she's like solving crime. So I could see it. I could put it in the action. It's more mental than it is physical. But I can see where it kind of got stuck there. So
Okay. Oh, yeah. I see. Okay. So, actually, I am happy for this, though. Best Actor in an Action Series. The nominees were Sterling K. Brown for Paradise, Idris Elba for Hijack, Ethan Hawke for The Lowdown, Zahn McLaren for Dark Winds, Mark Ruffalo for Task, and Scott Speedman for R.J. Decker. So I know I voted for Sterling K. Brown for something. I can't remember if I picked him for this, or Mark Ruffalo, but I'm really happy for Sterling K. Brown for Paradise. That's who got it. I love him as an actor. He's great in everything he does.
Yeah, no, I voted for Mark, but I'm not mad at Sterling K. Brown for winning it at all. Yeah. And it's good for Paradise. I haven't watched Paradise, to be honest.
No, me neither. But, yeah, and then we have the Best Actress in an Action Series, which I know you're happy about. We have Angela Bassett, 911, Julianne Nicholson, Paradise, Caitlin Olson, High Potential, Gloria Rubin, Boston Blue, Octavia Spencer, Ride or Die, and Hannah Waddingham, Ride or Die.
Yeah.
And Caitlin Olson won.
Yeah, Caitlin Olson winning for High Potential was, I felt like was the obvious choice, but I mean, that's just me being me, but I'm glad to see she won.
And you're a big fan of her in the show in general.
I am. I think it's one of my favorite shows, and she is one of my favorite actresses in a show. And again, we're talking about, you know, it's not like an HBO show or Showtime or Netflix, where they have all of this flexibility to just, you know, no rules, no regulations. So to be able to write something really great and have a character as strong as she is in a network show where they are limited by content, I think is amazing. So I'm always going to have high potential. I'm always going to be on board for that show.
Yeah. And I just really like her. I have to mention, since I'm finally watching Hacks, as it took me forever because I was waiting for it to finish, and I'm on season two. I did not know Caitlin Olson was in it. She plays Jean Smart's daughter in the show. Jean Smart had her really young, because I was kind of like, that's a, I mean, not that big of an age gap, but anyways, she's one of my favorite characters. She's so freaking funny. And she is my favorite character in Always Sunny too. So anyways, I was really glad to see her win this.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny. She wasn't on my radar at all until High Potential. And then I was like, wait a second, that's the Always Sunny girl. Wait a second. She's in, it's like all of a sudden it's like the red truck. I'm like seeing her everywhere, which is cool.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to say what's the next one?
Best superhero series, limited series, or made for TV movie. So we've moved from action to superhero. Our CCA group. Luckily, there was only one of these this time.
Oh, thank God. That's the only tie. Okay, yes, good.
I think it's the only tie. So
I mean, and this was a tough category, I will say. It had a lot of great shows. The nominees were The Boys, Daredevil, Born Again, Fallout, Gen V, Invincible, Peacemaker, Spider-Noir, and Wonder Man. So very tough category.
It was, but for me, if we're going to have a tie, if you would have told me, hey, Matt, there's a tie, The Boys and somebody else, Spider-Noir would have been like my fifth choice for the tie between Daredevil and Gen V. And one, there were so many other great shows. I'm surprised that made it into a tie, even with The Boys.
That's exactly how I feel. I'm like, you know what? I'm okay with that. Like a tie for this, because it is really stiff competition, but yeah. Why wouldn't you pick Daredevil or Invincible or Peacemaker? Like, I mean, really, Spider-Noir, but whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Ooh, they did one in color and one in black and white. Ooh.
That's okay. Filter, but whatever. I'm so happy The Boys got in there that I'm going to take it as a win for The Boys. I'm not even going to pay attention to Spider-Noir, but yay for The Boys, because I know that's what. So
yay. Yay, Boys won.
But here's a category I think that you and I are very, very happy. Like, me to jump for joy is the best actor in that category. Another tough competition one. I can't ever say the actor from Wonder Man. Yahya Abdul-Mateen II. Maybe that was pretty good. Okay.
That's pretty solid.
He was nominated. Nicolas Cage for Spider-Noir, John Cena for Peacemaker, Walton Goggins for Fallout, Hamish Linklater for Gen V, and Anthony Starr for The Boys. And we were very passionate about this one. I don't think I could have, this was for TV, this was the one category I cared about the most. And so once I saw that, pretty much was just, yes, Anthony Starr, The Boys, he won. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. He deserves it.
I am too. And that was a tough category. So it wasn't a gimme, but he was the obvious choice. Anthony Starr, what he has done from episode one to now, through all of that, he has remained just bringing life to that character. And so, yeah, I'm excited that he won too.
The best. Yeah. It was very, very good. And then we have best actress for that category. I think we talked about, I'll say it first, but I think we talked about how this was, I'm kind of not surprised by this win, but yeah, Danielle Brooks for Peacemaker, Valerie Curry, The Boys, Colby Minifee, The Boys, Annabelle O'Hagan, Fallout, Jazz Sinclair, Gen V, and Deborah Ann Wall, Daredevil, Born Again. I remember us kind of being like, because I was like, well, I want to pick some from The Boys, but you pointed out, you're like, the fact that I had to look up the names of who were the people in The Boys, I was like, that's not a good sign. And I know I picked the girl who played Firecracker, because I did think she did a great job. However, I was kind of like, was this the, you picked the Fallout girl, right?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, she probably is really good. Not that these girls aren't good. All of them are great in their shows, but I'm not surprised that Danielle Brooks took it for Peacemaker. She does do a great job. I'm not mad at it. I'm happy for her.
Yeah, me too. So, and that was one of those categories where you're right. There was so many, it was very even keeled across the board. So, but yeah, I'm excited for Danielle.
Yeah.
Got lazy. All right.
This All one.
Right. Well, as we move into the horror series, is this the first time? I would have to go back and look. I don't think it is, but it's rare that one show has swept the entire genre.
Yeah, I don't think it's all three. No, I'm pretty sure it's happened, but this one, yeah, it's which I'm kind of surprised about a little bit, just because, I mean, for starters, I thought Dexter Resurrection had some momentum behind it, but clearly not compared to Widow's Bay. But okay, let me read off the 20 nominees for Best Horror Series.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a drink. I'll be back when you're done.
I know. I'll still be reading. Okay, it was The Beauty, The Burrows, Devil in Disguise, John Wayne Gacy, Dexter Resurrection, Ghost, It, Welcome to Derry, Wednesday, Widow's Bay. Goodness, that's so much. We don't need this many. So no surprise, Widow's Bay won. You voted for Widow's Bay, I believe. Oh, wait, no. Did you do Dexter or Widow's Bay? I thought you really liked Widow's Bay.
I did. I really loved Widow's Bay. I think I did Dexter for series.
Okay.
But I'm not mad at Widow's Bay. I'm a little surprised with that depth of category, and then it's a new show. I was a little surprised that it won, but I'm excited for it because I really did like it.
Mm-hmm.
Or did I do Widow? Yeah. I split between... Yeah, I think I did Dexter for the series, and then I went with Widow's Bay in the male actor. So,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, either way, I have heard wonderful things about Widow's Bay. So, that no surprise it won. Congratulations. But keeping up that momentum, the best actor in that category, which were Michael Chernus for Devil in Disguise, Michael C. Hall, Dexter... Charlie Hunnam. Oh, you voted for Charlie Hunnam.
I did vote for Charlie Hunnam. You're right.
So did I. So did I for Monster, the Ed Gein story. Actually, I'm really surprised he didn't win.
Now that you reminded me of the nominees, I am really shocked he didn't win.
People loved him. I can't believe he didn't get that.
He was so crazy good in that.
Yeah. Alfred Molina, The Burrows, Harold Perrineau form, and Matthew Rhys, Widow's Bay. So, obviously, we gave the spoiler alert, but Matthew Rhys, Widow's Bay, won.
And he's really good. It's almost like more of a comedy performance. I mean, dark comedy, very dark. I mean, it's a horror series for sure, but his character is not like, it's not like watching Dexter. It's not like watching, you know, the guy who actually was the face of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I mean, it's like, I mean, if we're going to talk horror series and horror acting, I am sort of surprised.
Right, right.
The Matthew won. But again, I mean, it's a new show, and I guess everybody's loving the show, and so they just went bandwagon. I don't know.
I don't know. That's really, yeah. So, and that happens. See, this is one of the reasons why I don't really like I always prefer movies, because I do feel like TV tends to group it more than, like, movies usually split it up a little bit. But, right. I mean, once we get in the movies, I see some grouping, so we'll see.
I mean, case in point, you got Ghosts in there with Dexter. It's like, that's two different audiences for sure.
Right. Well, then Best Actress in a Horror Series, the nominees were Toni Collette, Wayward, Laurie Metcalf, Ed Gein Story, Camilla Marone, Something Very Bad Is Going to Happen, Kate O'Flynn, Widow's Bay, Jenna Ortega, Wednesday, and Taylor Page, It, the Welcome to Derry.
Yeah.
Kate O'Flynn won Widow's Bay.
That's probably the most surprising of the three horror categories is Kate. Kate's good, but again, and there were some really strong performances from Metcalf. And so, I mean, Jenna Ortega, I mean, who can top that? I mean, she's the Daniel Day-Lewis of TV shows. So,
I mean, yeah.
I don't know, but I'm surprised, but I'm happy. I guess it was just like Widow's Bay's season to win.
Sure was. So,
but now when you watch it, I'm really interested to see what you think.
Is it a one and done? It didn't get renewed?
I thought it was going to be, but it's coming back, so I know it'll be a Wise.
They already did that to me with Five Star Weekend.
They just announced the second season. Who knew?
Now I got to watch, I actually wasn't even mad at it. I was kind of like, you know what? After I binged it, I was like, I do want these girls to go on another trip. I'd love, because those characters, there's so much more that I can, I don't mind learning about them. So I'm okay with it.
All right.
But anyways, moving on, you want to talk about the next category?
Yeah, we're moving into the science fiction realm. We have, of course, the best series, limited series made for TV movie, and then we're going to get into actor and actress, all of this in the science fiction realm. So who we have first for best overall series?
So the nominees were Alien Earth. Did you end up finishing that?
No, I'm still watching it. I watched a little bit last night. It's getting better. Okay. Trevor was right. It's getting better as you go.
Yeah, okay, good. For All Mankind, House of the Dragon, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, Paradise, Pluribus, Silo, and Star Trek Strange New Worlds. So, I'm not surprised by this win. I can't remember who I voted for. I think I did. Didn't I vote for Pluribus? I mean, Pluribus won, but I feel like that's a given.
Yeah, I went Alien Earth, but I think you went Pluribus.
Okay. Yeah. So, no surprise because it's been doing so, it did so well in the previous award season. So, good for them. Congratulations. And I realize now the winner of this best actor in that category, that's what I voted for. I did Mark Ruffalo for the other one, and this is who I voted for. Yeah. Science fiction
I think you're actor. Right.
But we've got Dexter Soule, Ansel, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, Sterling K. Brown, Paradise, Peter Claffey, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, Colin Farrell, Sugar, Timothy Oliphant, Alien Earth, and Matt Smith, House of the Dragon. And then, you want to say the winner?
Sterling K. Brown for Paradise, which, again, I mean, obviously he did a great job. That's his second win for the same role.
That's the only thing that bothers me. I don't think we should be, that needs to be one or the other. I don't think that we should, I'm fine with Sterling K. Brown winning two Super Awards, but how about, you know,
yeah, I mean, obviously, most science fiction shows are action packed. So to say, oh, well, Paradise is action and sci-fi. Well, most sci-fi is action. So, yeah, I was a little perturbed that we were double dipping on that one.
I don't think that should be a double dipper.
I don't either.
All right. Well, then we went to Best Actress for that category. And we had Elizabeth Banks for The Miniature Wife, Sydney Chandler, Alien Earth, Emma Darcy, the House of the Dragon, Rebecca Ferguson, Silo, Holly Hunter, Star Trek, and Ray Seahorn, Pluribus.
And the winner was Ray Seahorn for Pluribus, which, again, I think we were pretty much sure that was going to be a lock.
I think she's sweeping too. She's great. Good for her.
Yeah, for sure.
And then finally, for the TV series, in a series, limited series or made for TV movie. And this one is all across the board. It doesn't really limit a genre. It's for all of them, all the TV shows. Mm-hmm.
Villains everywhere. Wall to wall villains.
Yep. Villains in every genre that we have. Could have been a comedy. Macaulay Culkin, Fallout. Peter Dinklage, Dexter Resurrection, Paul Giamatti, Star Trek Fleet Academy, Brendan Gleeson, Spider-Noir, Ewan Mitchell, House of the Dragon, and Anthony Starr, The Boys, which I know we voted for this one, and another one we were pretty passionate about because we were like, this is a no-brainer. I don't know if anyone's a worse villain than Homelander. So good job, Anthony Starr, getting two Super Awards. So happy for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think there's been a better villain, a more despicable villain in decades than Anthony Starr's Homelander. So, yeah, I mean, that seemed to me a no-brainer. You never know where it's going to go, but I was so excited to see it again.
I I mean, if you think about it, if we actually had a Homelander with that kind of power in this world, then I don't think I would survive. I'd just be like, kill me. I don't want to be around that. I mean, his power was so scary.
I know. And to combine it with that mentality that he has and that just sheer, whew, man, it's, imagine working with the guy. That'd be even worse. It's like, that's I'm not going to work today, man.
Co-workers, geez. Yeah. Yeah. So,
All right. So let's move over to the film side of things, where pretty much the same categories. You have action, superhero, science fiction, horror, things of that nature. So, you want to just start at the top with best action movie?
Yes. So we start with the nominees were The Furious, Mike and Nick and Nick and Alice, Motor City, The Naked Gun. Stupid. That is not actually whatever. Normal, The Rip, and Sisu Road to Revenge. This, so the only thing about this, I'm not mad at this win, but I know I voted for The Rip. Isn't that what you voted for too?
Yeah, I voted for The Rip. I am really surprised The Furious won.
Yeah. I personally, I mean, I watched it. I get it. It was very action based, and there's a lot, I like overkill on the action because it's a fight scene back to back. I just think that The Rip was a better and more enjoyable action film too. So
agreed.
But okay, The Furious one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. That's good for you guys. Good for you. However, best actor in an action movie, they were Matt Damon for The Rip, Taron Egerton, Apex. I cannot say the guy from The Furious. It was Zai Miao from The Furious, Bob Odenkirk, Normal, Alan Richson, Motor City, Joe Taslim, The Furious, and Jorma Tamalia, Sisu, Road to Revenge. This one I did vote for. I did vote for, do you want to take a crack at his name?
I thought it was just Z-Mai.
Well, you said it so much better like that. God, you're leaving me over here to like be very insulting. And
not at all. You might have been closer. Man, I guess it makes sense that he's going to win best actor in an action movie because that's a lot of action to do.
I thought he was great. I mean, I just thought that he did a good job. He's mute in the film. So he says a lot with just his face. And and then on top of that, the choreography, like it's incredible. So I was happy for his win.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. I was a little surprised by best actress, I think.
A little bit. I'm not. Well, okay. So the nominees were Pamela Anderson and The Naked Gun. Okay. No.
Nope.
Priyanka. Yeah. Can you imagine? Priyanka Chopra Jonas, The Bluff. Eliza Gonzalez, Mike and Nick, and Nick and Alice, Kari Takashi, Ghost Killer, Charlize Theron, Apex, Samara Weaving, Over Your Dead Body, and Maddie Ziegler, Pretty Lethal. So the winner was Charlize Theron for Apex, which is fine. I'm going to tell you why I think Samara did not win, which is who we voted for.
I have a theory. What's yours?
They didn't watch the movie. They didn't watch Over Your Dead Body.
Exactly.
They didn't bother. Like, as I watched it, and I thought if they would have watched that and then watched Charlize Theron's, they would have picked her. But
There's a lot of running and escaping and climbing, but I don't know if that makes you a best actress in an action movie. Talking about Charlize Theron and Apex. So I was a little surprised. I mean, granted, Charlize is always going to rack in the votes because she is...
She's already adored, and I mean, she is an incredible actor.
She's amazing.
Knocking that.
Yeah, I just think she's had better roles, and I think in this time around there were better nominees this time around. At least one.
Yeah. And Maddie Ziegler was good too, but I might say that Charlize takes it over Maddie. But yeah,
That's fair.
But yeah.
All right. Moving into the superhero category for movie actor and actress. Almost a sweep. Almost. Not quite.
Almost. But I mean, this is all our votes right here, I think. So this is wonderful. It's within the same family. I'm so happy with this because I know we said it when we voted too, that this is the reason we started the Super Awards, is for movies like this that don't get recognized during award season, like at all. So anyways, yeah, so best superhero movie was, nominees were Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba, Infinity Castle, Exit 8, The Fantastic Four Step, or The Fantastic Four First Steps, Masters of the Universe, Mortal Kombat 2, Supergirl, and Superman. I mean, this was a no-brainer. If we picked anything but Superman, that would be wild to me. So
it would be wild. Even a tie would have been wild.
If there was a tie for that, I would have been livid. That should have been everybody picking Superman. That movie was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It broke box office records. Everybody loved it. It was well received. And it didn't get anything during award season because it's a superhero film.
Right.
And anyways, I'm happy that we voted for it because it was very, very good.
I am too. I think it was probably, that was a no-brainer. The actor for superhero movie, I'm not upset, but I don't know if I was a lock for that.
No, I mean, not necessarily. So the nominees were David Cornsweet for Superman, Nicholas Galitzine, whatever, for Masters of the Universe, Eddie Gathegi, Superman, Nicholas Holt, Superman, Kazunari Ninomiya, Exit 8, Pedro Pascal, he didn't do anything, and Fantastic Four, First Steps. We voted for Nicholas Holt because ultimately his performance, I thought, edged up David Cornsweet. However, I mean, for me, this category, it wasn't by that much, because I still think David Cornsweet did great. So I'm happy that he won.
Yeah, I'm happy he won too. Like I said, I really thought, just based on performance, it would be Nick, but I mean, I get it. I mean, he's the lead actor in this. I mean, mm-hmm. if you don't have Superman, you don't have Lex Luthor. So I get it. I'm not upset about it. It was just the one I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Not surprised, but I'm good. It's what about good. best actress in a superhero movie? This is the direction we went. I feel like, and I hate saying this, but this wasn't a strong category.
I mean, I think two performers were strong. It was Millie Alcock for Supergirl, Rachel Brosnahan, Superman, Julia Garner, Fantastic Four, Vanessa Kirby, Fantastic Four, Camila Mendes, Masters of the Universe, and Adeline Rudolph, Mortal Kombat 2. I think Millie and Adeline were my strongest, I believe. I thought they did a great job. I actually saw all of these. Mm-hmm. So, I do think, but I mean, when it came down to it, like I said, Millie is incredible. She does such a great job as Supergirl. She brings a lot of emotion and depth and humor to it. So I'm thrilled because the movie's not good, but she's good. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad she won.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
No, I'm fine with Millie Alcock for Supergirl. I think we even went that away. Now that I've watched, I just went blank. Over here, Body Blow. What was that one? The last nomination in that category.
Oh, Mortal Kombat 2?
Yeah, Mortal Kombat. Now that I've watched that, I'm like, dang, that was a pretty good performance as well.
Yeah, she did a great job. But I do think Millie, the other thing is, Adeline has a supporting cast with her, and it's a lot more like, it's Millie's movie. She carries Supergirl.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I'm not saying that, this is, should never have happened, for sure. But I think this, now that when you read the nominees, I was like, well, now that I've watched some more of those, it was a little bit stronger of a category than I first gave it props for.
Right. For sure.
All right. Well, moving into the horror world, again, almost a sweep. Not quite,
but I think you're happy with it.
Oh, I'm happy with all three. I think all three are perfect. Couldn't ask for anything better.
For sure. I think this was another one I just was jumping for joy with. Best horror films were 28 Years Later, Bone and Temple, or Bone Temple, Backrooms, The Long Walk, Obsession, Scent Help, and Weapons. And this was something I wasn't sure if the group was going to pick Weapons, but we had a long discussion why we were picking Obsession. And I was so happy that we picked Obsession. I just think right now, like today, we're presenting this award, it needs to be Obsession, and I'm thrilled with it.
Yep, 100%. Yeah, no brainer. Then in the actor, I think this one too brought us exactly what we needed. And I understand why it wasn't a sweep because of this.
Yeah, I think I ended up picking, I knew mine wasn't going to win, but it was Josh Brolin for Weapons, Chiwetel Ejiofor for Backrooms, Ralph Fiennes for 28 Years Later, Michael Johnston, Obsession, David Johnson, The Long Walk, Jack O'Connell, 28 Years, and Adam Scott, Hokum. And I think I ended up ultimately picking David Johnson just because I think he got unnoticed last year. He's such a great actor. Congrats to him for Black Panther. And I would have been happy for Michael Johnston too, but I know people rave about Ralph Fiennes' performance. So good for him.
Yeah. Dancing around covered in blood to an Iron Maiden song. You get an award. You just do.
Okay. There you go.
No
That's
question.
It. That's all it takes.
Yeah. And then best actress in a horror was a lock too. So, I mean, I would have maybe almost as much as with Anthony Starr, I think I would have turned the tables over if this went anywhere else.
1000% agreed. This was one that I was a little worried about because we had Alison Brie for Together, Jesse Buckley, The Bride, Amy Madigan for Weapons. And that's who I thought could definitely win because I was in this mm-hmm. category and I saw a lot of people put her as their number one. So Rachel McAdams for Send Help. Great job, but not as good as Indy Navarrete. How do you say her last name?
Navarrete.
Okay, Indy Navarrete, Obsession. And then Renate Rinsby for Backrooms. Indy is still my pick for Best Actress for the Oscars this year. That's Ooh. Who I would pick for the Oscars. Huge. I don't know if she's going to be considered lead or supporting, but she's my favorite female performance of the year so far.
Yeah,
so
she should definitely be lead. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope, no brainer. I mean, she was just... If you haven't seen the movie, it's streaming. Go watch it. Seriously. Mm-hmm. It is. You're like, well, it's a horror film. Blah, 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 blah. No, you need to see this. This is crazy. How good she is.
Like I said, I would flip tables on this one. She deserved it. Was a lot. Good job. Good job. Yeah. Good job to our group. Good job for getting this
right. I know. Good job getting it right, team.
Yeah.
All right. Science fiction, almost a sweep. Again, almost, but no. So
almost
for movie,
a sweet, yes.
Actor. I mean, we're almost there, but yeah, this one, I think two of these three were, I think, the direction we went. I think we voted all three.
I think I voted for almost all of that. Okay, so I think there's just one that I ended up. So for best movie, it was Begonia, Disclosure Day, Frankenstein, Good Luck, Have Fun, Don't Die, I Love Boosters, Predator, Badlands, and Project Hail Mary. Obviously, Project Hail Mary won, as I knew it would. I feel like I ended up voting for Good Luck, Have Fun, Don't Die, just because I thought the premise. But yeah, I knew Project Hail Mary would win. I'm not mad at it. It's gonna do well Oscar season two.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's gonna rake in a bunch. I think.
Yes.
I mean, now we're getting more in there with Odyssey and stuff there. It's going to have some competitions. It's not going to be a lot come award season, but it still should be in there pretty solid. And best actor, I mean, that seemed pretty straightforward too.
This is where I voted the win. So yes, it was Jacob Elordi, Frankenstein, Ryan Gosling, Project Hail Mary, Matt Johnston, Nirvana, the band and the show movie, James Ortiz, Project Hail Mary, Jesse Plemons, Begonia. Yeah, and it's just like some of these we talked about. It's like, didn't we already do these? These are old.
I know. Someone's tuning in just now. They're like, wait, is this a repeat of last year's?
Yeah. Sam Rockwell, Good Luck, Have Fun, Don't Die. Definitely Ryan Gosling, Project Hail Mary. Very much. He's a strong contender for best actor this year for the Oscars. He'll be up there with the Odyssey, Matt Damon, probably. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes throughout all of the award shows. We should see his name on every nomination list at least.
Absolutely.
And be able to see how many wins he brings in will be something.
Yeah, I was very happy for him to win that. So that was good. And then we have Best Actress in the Science Fiction. And we had Emily Blunt for Disclosure Day, Una Chaplin for Avatar, Fire and Ash, Elle Fanning, Predator Badlands, Sandra Hüller, Project Hail Mary, Kiki Palmer, I Love Boosters, and Emma Stone, Begonia, which, okay. So I'm thrilled with this because this is what I voted for. Is that, did you vote for this or what'd you pick?
I went with Emily Blunt only because, like I said, the fact that she impacted me as much just in the trailer and everything mm-hmm. else I felt was a little old hat. So yeah, I was 100% Emily Blunt and glad she won.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. So we got the winner is Emily Blunt, Disclosure Day, and I'm thrilled with it. I think she did an incredible job, and that's the only thing I liked in the movie. So good for her.
Yeah. Wait for her to bring it home for a movie that wasn't any good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. Well, best villain in a movie. I feel like I swayed you on this one because who won this? You were in their camp. And then I got up on my soapbox about another nominee. And I feel like I swayed you.
Huh? But you had a good point.
I did. But I mean, I was happy either way. I'm happy with this one. I would have been happy with the other one. Maybe a little more happier with the other one. But, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that I think that's great. So you got... So the best villain is Una Chaplin, Avatar, Fire and Ash, Nicholas Holt, Superman, Michael Johnson, Obsession, Jared Leto, Masters of the Universe, and Amy Madigan, Weapons. Yes, I was leaning towards Amy Madigan. Part of me also felt guilty not voting for her for actress, but, you know, Indy was better. And you brought up the good point that Nicholas Holt, Lex Luthor's actually like the villain, and I don't regret it, but I am happy for Amy to get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Amy Madigan, I mean, obviously she killed it during award season last year for her role in Weapons and deserved this for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm not
a great villain.
Not flipping the table on this one. She's a great villain. Yeah. I would have just seen, yeah. I was kind of bummed that Nicholas got totally shunned from our awards this year, but you know,
yeah, mm-hmm.
it is. He does a bunch of other stuff. I don't like any of his characters. His characters are all bad. We'll give it to him in some drama. He's going to show up in some drama pretty soon, and we'll give it to him.
He'll be
the jerk of the year or something.
Yeah. We also gave best good boy in a horror movie is the dog from Good Boy, whatever.
I love this category more than any. Best good boy. Every year we should have a best good boy in a horror movie. And it did go to Indy the dog for Good Boy, which if you haven't seen Good Boy, is about it's a horror film from the perspective of the dog for the entire movie. Mm-hmm. You watch his reactions and just his owner is the one that made the movie. And it's really cool and a great concept. So Indy's like, yeah. Man, he's a star now, man. He's doing red carpets and everything.
He is doing great.
So, yeah. So congratulations to him. And congratulations to everybody. 6th annual CCA Super Awards. It's for everything Susan does. Check out thischicksflix.com. Everything we do, it's mongolshow.com. And we'll be back with more next week.